Blog Talk Radio.
Speak your mind, express yourself. Speak your mind, express yourself. Voices is Speak Free Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Brian Crenshaw. Welcome to Speak Free Radio. As we get each day started, today is going to be a special day. A lot of you who follow us on social media and who have Facebook know what we're experiencing as a Christian body, just a body of musicians or anybody who was impacted, my fellow musician, worship leader, songwriter, our brother, T.C. Clay, Thomas T.C. Clay, he passed away on yesterday, so we're really praying for the strength of his family and everybody who was impacted by his ministry. So, before we get started, Corey.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro?
Nothing, man. I'm just, this one hurts a little bit, man.
Yeah, man. Been saying it all day. Been saying it all day. it hurts. Go ahead, man. Get us kicked off with prayer, man.
Well, Father, we honor you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Father, thank you for letting us see this day. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, thank you for this opportunity that Brian and I have, God, to come on to the airwaves and bless the people of God. We thank you for the spirit of influence that you've given us, Father. Now, let today be a great show. Father, let today impact your people. And, Father, now, before we end this prayer, Father, we pray for the family of Thomas Clay. Father, we pray, God, for his son. Father, we pray for Inez. We pray for everybody connected to every musician that has been touched by his life, by his music. Father, thank you for letting him live a life of worship. Thank you for letting him, God, live a life, God, that he took your people, God, into your presence. Father, we thank you, God. Even though it was sudden, Father, you do all things well. So we thank you that you're sending comfort to every person affected by this great loss. And we thank you for what heaven has gained. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. This one's tough, man. This one is a little tough. Some people laughed, and I was being dead serious. Prince was a little hard for me. And I'm being very
Absolutely.
Honest. Prince was a little hard for me.
Absolutely.
Michael was hard for me, and Brian and I were in convocation when Michael died.
And I crashed all night.
Oh, man, Brian was sick. I mean, Brian was missing hits and everything. Like, Brian was a wreck. I mean, Brian was so done. But,
yes.
It hurt when Whitney died.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't mind admitting that hurt a little bit. When Whitney left us, it hurt. Prince hurt.
Yeah.
Michael hurt. Hey, Tommy Ford stung a little bit too. I can't lie.
Yeah.
It did. You know what I'm saying? It did. But this is just strange, man. And what I will say, for those of you who are listening, you guys might disagree with some of our opinions. But I start by saying that we pay the bills here. And if you feel some kind of way, 646-668-8743, call in. Let us know how you feel. But what I will say is please do not be offended by our comments. These are just our opinion. But I am almost sickened by the amount of support that this man only got after he died.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He has – I told Brian, and I'll say it to anybody. I'll go on Facebook Live and say it. If I have to wait as an artist or even as a musician, if I have to wait for this sound to touch the lives and go global after I die, I'm changing professions.
Absolutely.
Because that's, to me, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. And so we don't know what happened. We're not sure. Some people are saying aneurysm. Some people are saying suicide. Some people are saying an overdose on weed. I didn't know the last one was possible, but they're saying all these things. What I want to say is that nothing has been confirmed.
Nothing.
So please, I beg y'all, can y'all stop spreading information?
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? It's because for
right.
those of us who actually care, it's very misleading.
And for those of us who actually know him.
Right.
You know, and let's tap that, you know, for a second. No one is going to go on Facebook, and no one should go on Facebook to police everybody's dealings or everybody's personal relationship with someone who has deceased. However, it's disheartening to people who actually know of the individual or who know the individual to receive information from people who know of the individual. There's a
Correct.
Difference.
Correct. And
you know,
I couldn't agree more with that, man.
Yeah, like, Corey, you know me inside and out, like, best friends. Like, there's nothing that anybody...
Okay, I think we lost Brian. Yeah, we're asking that if you don't know, don't spread it. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're saying. If you don't know, don't spread it. And so there's certain information that is not, again, that is not verified. So if it's not real, please, we're asking that you just don't spread that information, okay? So today, we're going to spend the show recapping from the weekend, as well as paying tribute to a mighty man of God who was an excellent worshiper, who was just, he knew how to touch heaven. And so this is a great loss for the body of Christ. It's a great loss for... It's a great loss for a lot of us. It's this one is heavy. Like I was telling Brenda, this one just really, really, really hurts a little bit. And so we're praying for everybody who's connected to this loss. We're praying for Delaware. We're praying for Jersey. We're praying for New York. I was just in New York, and this past weekend, and I had the opportunity to be there, and my friends Glenn Gibson and Gene Talbert were playing for Thomas Clay, which is now what is considered his last show, and they played for him in Queens, and we were supposed to go, and I'm just like, wow, it's crazy how things can just change overnight. So I mean, you guys have a great memory of him. We are just taking today to kind of just really pay tribute to Thomas Clay. And so if you want to call in, please do 646-668-8743. We're asking that you would call in, pay tribute, show your love, whether it's a great memory, whatever it is, you just want to pray for his family, whatever have you. But we're going to take today and really, we're going to recap from the weekend as well, but we're going to take some time and show some love and pay tribute to Thomas Clay. And we will continue to say for everybody, for anybody who is anybody, just remember that please show love to the people that matter. That's what we're going to, you know, show love to the people that matter. If you love them and, you know, you say and you claim that you love them, then, you know what I'm saying, make that known. Make it known that you love them, you know. Make it known that... Make it known that you love them. You understand what I'm saying? So, we are... going to take some time now and we're going to take some time now and we're going to play a song. We're going to play a song now for my dear brother. Brian, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm back up. Sorry, we had a technical difficulty.
I mean, this devil is trying it today.
Right. Yeah, we back up.
This stuff was trying today, man. So, yeah, but I was telling we're definitely praying for Jersey. We're just praying for all of them, man. This is a great loss, man.
Yes. Oh yeah.
It hurts, man. How has TC affected your life, man?
I was talking to an individual yesterday. I really could not shake it because it really he really impacted me as a worship leader. When I got the chance to see him, like really in worship, it was like the energy, the passion, the motivation, the determination to just seek God's face was like really impactful. And I tell people a lot of times that's where I got my energy from. People laugh at me a lot of times. They laugh at me a lot of times when I'm going full blown in worship and I'm like extremely, extremely energetic. And they're like, man, you have so much energy. And I just think back to the times that I've seen TC just go for what he knows and just blood, you know. He has really, really, really impacted me in that arena. Just, you know, give everything that you have.
Wow. Yeah, I had the opportunity, well, him and I were Facebook messaging. He was definitely an honest person, and him and I were messaging back and forth, and I would ask him just certain questions about certain things, and he was just like, you know, he would say things like, you know, dude, I've heard your sound, you know, he's like, I've heard your stuff on YouTube. He's like, man, you got it. Just stay. One thing TC really did was he stayed in his own lane.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that he stayed in his own lane, he knew what he had was different.
Mm-hmm.
And so who else are you going to see comes on stage with a guitar pedal board and runs a mic through it?
And smash.
Right. Like, you're sitting there like, what's going on? You're like, you know, it's, and he, because he knew what he wanted to produce.
Right.
And so his worship was so just pure, man. And so, yeah, we're definitely praying for every person affected by this loss, man. This one is just so this one is very, very, very different. I appreciate one of my friends. Well, I'm getting messages now, and people, When the Trumpet Blows, Thomas T.C. Clay.
I want to be ready when it blows. I want to be ready when it blows. I want to be ready when it blows. I want to be ready.
Thomas T.C. Clay.
Yep. It's just tough, man, because, like, that's what he lived. That's what he lived for. You know what I mean? That's the life that he lived, like a true worshiper. You know what I mean? And it hurts. It hurts us. But that's what he sung about. You know what I mean? That's what he sung about. It hurts us that he's no longer here. You know, but just the impact. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and like looking at Facebook, I don't really think he understood the impact he had on everything. I don't even think he realized how famous he was. You know, and I think that's something that we need to look at, something that we need to consider. Like, if somebody has impacted your life, if somebody has really, you know, blessed you with their ministry, I think you should let them know. I really think you should let them know.
I really don't know what to say. Brian can tell you this is not normal for me. I almost just want to tell y'all to have a good day. We just go about our day. Like, this is tough. This is very, very tough because it's not because it's just so sudden. It's just it's tough because Thomas Clay would be the last person that you would consider. And he was such an awesome worshiper. And
right.
Just echoing what Brian said, if there is somebody out here that may not be major, but they're impacting your life, they, you know what I'm saying, they're impacting your life and their ministry is a blessing to you, tell them. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them know, because what people don't understand is, as people that have product out and do artists, it's really hard sometimes because we don't know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Granted, a lot of us don't do stuff with the approval of people, but it would be nice to have the support. And there was a big difference between approval and support.
Mm-hmm.
Support says, hey, man, it would be great for you to push me. Approval says, I'm not going to do it unless you say yes. We're not looking for approval. We're just looking for support.
Right.
And so to see the amount of support that he now has in the recent happenings of his untimely death, to me, is crazy.
Yeah.
And people say it all the time, you know, it's weird, it's strange to see the amount of love and support that you have for somebody after they are gone.
Yeah.
Because now your support and your appreciation has not, to you, now becomes a little more weighty because now you can't tell them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, we don't have the opportunity to tell them that, you know, how much we love him and how much we appreciate his ministry and how much he supported us. There are, I don't normally do this, but there are a few Facebook statuses that I read that really blessed me. One of them was from Jamal Moore. He was saying, don't quote, I believe he said that all he wanted to do was feel your love, all he wanted to do was feel your support. But he said, woe unto them who have been pushed into their destiny and their ministry, but never turned around to see if the vehicle that pushed them was straight. That is so huge, man.
Right.
Because I hate to really drop this name, but due to the circumstances of what happened, but I'll just say this for an example. For example, man, Tim Robbins Williams.
Right.
He took his own life because I believe he felt like lonely. Like he just felt like nobody knew. Like nobody felt what was going on. It was so crazy to me. What's crazy to me is that people paid attention to that tweet after came forth of his death. Now I have seen the status floating around about Thomas Clay talking about him wanting to see his son and he hoped God spares his life until October. And people are like, oh my God, the power of the tongue. Okay, there are certain times where certain comments are not needed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's just certain things that you should just not say at certain times. And so people are like, oh my God, the power of the tongue. Come, stop. It's extremely unfortunate that the status said, I pray God spares my life till October, and now October has come and he has passed. It's extremely unfortunate that it's happened. But now I have seen such a love and outpouring of support on that status. I've seen that status shared at least, I think it's like at least over 40 times now.
Right.
People have shared that. People have shared his last performance. You know, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, he's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Like, his video I guess you can say it went viral after C-Dub saw him at a show. I don't know if you saw that video. C-Dub saw him at a show, and he really enjoyed him. So, you know, C-Dub went live, and that video went, like, straight up viral.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, he's been doing this for years. That was, like, back in February.
Exactly. And I tell people all the time, Travis Green is great, but TC was the first Travis Green. I take nothing away from Travis Green. Nothing.
Yeah,
I love him.
TC was your worship leader. Travis Green is your artist. And there's no shade at all, trust me.
Right.
There's no shade of clout because Travis Green does have an anointing. So we're not saying, for those of you who support Travis Green, listen to the show, what y'all trying to say? We're trying to say he's anointed, but there is a difference.
Exactly.
So, you know, before you get all worked up, I want you to be reminded, we pay the bills here. I don't know why I gotta keep saying that. So before you get all worked
sometimes
up.
Sometimes you gotta let them know.
Okay.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Be reminded. But
yeah,
you know,
man.
Thomas Clay has been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a devil's advocate for a second, you know. I heard a lot of rumors about, you know, his former lifestyle and his past and all that, you know, stuff. And I don't, what are you trying to say? You know,
right.
it bothers me. People
right.
that try to justify where you're going by where you've been.
Where you've been. Right.
Because
you're exactly right.
You know, say just because I lived in Nashville for 20 years does not mean I'm going to go on to be a country singer. It just means I lived in Nashville for 20 years.
Exactly.
Okay, I lived in Japan for 10. I do not speak Japanese. I just can't. Like, I don't even know what Japanese food is. First of all, I can't tell the difference between Japanese and Chinese. It doesn't matter. Here's the point. The point I'm trying to make is just because I've been some. So it's just like if you steal, you're always going to be a thief. If you sleep around, you're always going to be a whore. We pay the bills
right.
here. So I'm just being honest. You know, some of y'all
right.
say it in church. So, you say, excuse me, some of y'all say worse in church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do certain things, you'll always be that. And that bothers me a little bit, that people would even bring that up. It's just like if a person is shot down by the police, they bring up their criminal record. What does
yeah.
that do?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that supposed to solve?
Yep. You're exactly right.
So
exactly
there
right.
is a friend, friend and brother of ours on the show, and I asked him to come join us for the last 30 minutes of the show and kind of help us pay tribute to Thomas T.C. Clay. So help us receive our friend and brother, one of the most prolific musicians and preachers of our time, the one and only Elder Antoine P. Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, saints and friends.
Come on, boy. Yes.
and loved ones.
We honor the Spirit of Christ.
From all around, we honor the Spirit of Christ.
Come on, honor the Spirit of Christ.
Come on, honor
all the constituents of the cross.
It got to be right after they didn't dance and your band is switching out. We honor
all the co-laborers.
These great pontificators of the gospel who stand behind me.
Are you with me?
Come on, stay focused, stay focused. Are you ready, musicians? Stay focused. Lift your hands all over this room. Like, what? Why are you whispering?
No, you follow me. You follow me. Put that down and follow
your
man. Me.
Did y'all come with me? Act like it. Listen. I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what?
Do you want my greyhound back?
I'll leave you.
Oh, okay.
But you got to tell the honor bear, be like, Chives, doctor, check. It's all right. Listen, we've come to be a blessing tonight. Like, what? You have an honor bear named Chives? Like, what?
You want to ride the greyhound back?
Man, I don't care.
What is with you in this greyhound?
I paid my way anyway.
Yeah. He said, I paid my way anyway, right? Like, you're paying me in a check. Like, what's the matter?
Right.
So, man, I know you're in pain, man. I know you got it. I know you're just trying to. I'm sure that you're like the rest of us, if not worse, man. What kind of impact did TC have on your life, Jackson?
Impact. I'll say this first. I've probably known TC since I was 12. I am 34. Yeah, 34. And TC was always, to be quite frank and to be completely honest, TC was always the outcast. Nobody really gave him a shot. When he did get a shot, he got laughed at. We had prayer last night at Bishop or Apostle Weeks' old building, old Greater Bethel. Apostle Weeks Senior was the pastor of the church. He was the pastor of that church, but now the pastor is Pastor Jordan Robinson, who's doing a great work in Wilmington, Delaware. So we were in that church building, and that building is so historic, of course, because it's Apostle Weeks building. But when I walked into the building last night, like, tears immediately began to fall down my face. I remember they were having a talent show. Well, it was tears and a little laughter, mixed emotions. Having a talent show at the church, that's when Apostle Weeks was the pastor. And TC got up to play the drums during a talent show. He had to have been every bit of 14. And this is the first time ever in life. I haven't experienced anything before then or after that I've seen or witnessed anyone getting booed at a church function.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord. Wait. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
TC got on the drums, and
wow.
He was playing his heart out in a talent show at a church, and they booed him.
What?
I mean,
oh my God.
Now, mind you, this is the kind of church talent show, you know, where they give you, you know, now we're in church, we're not booing anybody, everybody, somebody, you know,
yeah.
They give you that spell. And then TC gets on, and everybody boos. So, I think ever since then, he's worked tirelessly to be the best he could, or just to be accepted by the people who are around him. Now, I know the world is hurting, and there are a lot of celebrities who are in pain right now, but Thomas Clay is a product of Wilmington, Delaware, and
he's always tried to make his city proud of him. He always wanted to be accepted and be loved by his city of Wilmington. I posted the stats earlier that I remember when Thomas, you know, he started on drums. Nobody gave him a chance because nobody wanted him to play drums at all. So then he went from drums to the bass. He was okay, but nobody wanted him to play. He put down the bass and started playing keys, and nobody definitely wanted him to play that. Then he picked up the guitar, and he started playing the guitar, and I don't know what happened or what chain of events happened at that point of his life to bring that out of him. But when he started playing the guitar, he would play the guitar and he would sing at the same time. And he was leading worship, I believe, the first church I saw him. I know he was leading worship at his first, you know, praise and worship job was at Bishop Bruce Parham's church. And I came to the church and I witnessed this guy who was completely thrown away by everybody doing praise and worship. And it was life-changing. I could not believe that I watched this guy from a young kid be rejected, be kicked down by everybody. Nobody wanted him to be a part. Everybody laughed at him. But he never stopped. He kept going. And now he's up leading worship and playing a guitar. And it was... it's like it's just something that happened out of nowhere. And from day one, he's always had a passion to – and if I could take anything from this or from him, from his life, even when people didn't care too much for him, he still loved them. Now, we could say that easily, you know, oh, I loved him with the love of the Lord. No. He still treated you like you were the only person in the room, and he know that you had just got done talking about him. That's a hard thing to do. Because if you talk about me, if I know you just talked about me, and I come in the room, we're going to have a few words. So take away from TC's life, like he never stopped, and he never stopped being himself, and everybody hated him for being himself. Everybody didn't like him for being himself. Everybody thought that he would never make it. He would never be anything. They told him this to his face. And he would not stop progressing and becoming what he knew to be. Like, this is how he expressed himself to God, and people did not like it. Or shall I say, people around him did not like it. Now, you know, the thing that bothers me is with this right now, and I'm going to try to be as spiritual as possible because I'm really in my humanity right now. But what's bothering me is half of these people who are posting don't have no clue as to who he is. All these people are posting pictures, posting statuses, they going off, and they have no idea who he is. Yes, I understand you were affected by his music and all of this other stuff, but not to, you can post and say you were affected by his music, but not to the point where, I don't know, man, I'm just, please, Lord, help me not to say anything out the way, but as Corey said, I guess I'm the guest that always goes against the grain on this show. But I'm just bothered at the fact that, you know, a lot of people are who did not like him, did not care too much for him, even in his own city. They are now so, man, hurt and battered by, you know, this. And I believe that's the thing of guilt. And Mickey, I'll tell you this.
anybody who talked about me while I was alive, you better not let them cry over me. Wait, listen, at my funeral, don't you let them cry over my funeral or over my casket.
Yes, sir.
Move them.
Not move them. Man, please.
Move them away from my casket.
It's true, though.
Because you didn't care enough for my ministry when I was alive. You didn't support my ministry. You didn't believe in my ministry. And now that I'm dead, and everybody, and now that you see the effect or the anointing that I had that touched a multitude of people outside of your mental thinking, now all of a sudden you're hurt. No, you're not hurt. You're guilty.
Wow.
A lot of people are acting like they're really hurt and they're mourning. They're not in mourning. They're sad because they're guilty.
Wow. That's good.
Yep. And this goes for a whole lot of people who are, and not people who are dead, but people who have gone through stuff and public humiliation. And now when they see that the world is praising them on another level, they want to act like they're a part of the bunch. No, you're not happy for me.
Right.
You're just too prideful to say, you're too prideful to even apologize or to repent to me.
Yep. And, you know, I said something earlier on Facebook. I was talking about, you know, people who are posting these statuses that really don't know him. They know of him. And, yeah, like you said, they were affected by his ministry and they were affected by his music. But they know of him. They don't know him. And, you know, a lot of people post statuses like that on Facebook to cope with the feeling of regret, because you're guilty of not supporting him while he was alive. And now that he's gone, you regret that you did not support him. Now you regret to tell him how wonderful he was. So now to cope with your personal guilt of regret, now you're trying to make everybody else that sees it on Facebook feel as if you were supportive. Because that's not to – that your status is not going to him. He can't see it. Who are you trying to convince? You're trying to convince everybody else that, oh, I was his great friend, or, yeah, he was such an impactful person in my life. But you never told him this. Why? Because secretly, you don't know him.
But, you know, even on top of that, even more than that, you're more affected because – everything that you thought and said about him was wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And now you have to come to grips with, well, he really was anointed. And so I was sitting in the church. Now, this is, mind you, this is at the prayer service in memory of Thomas Clay last night. I'm sitting after prayer was over. I'm listening to people talking, and somebody says, wow, he really did know all those people. What you mean, wow, he really did know all those people? Number one, what that got to do with anything? Number two,
true.
Did you not believe that he was capable of doing what you thought he wasn't capable of doing?
Yeah.
People always box you in because they don't believe. People measure you by what they believe you're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense. People only measure
yeah.
you only by what they believe you're supposed to be. And when you go outside of what they believe, they try to shut you down.
Yeah. Very true.
Yep. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. You know, like I tell people all the time, it's one thing to post on Facebook, you know, yeah, this hurts because I was affected by his ministry, and, you know, what he's saying really spoke to my heart. That's cool. You know, nobody's going to take that away from you. But don't post as if, you know, you bought every album he's ever written or every album he's ever produced. You've never, you don't even have his album. You've probably seen him one place. You probably listened to him on YouTube one or two times, you know, and because it looks okay or, you know, Facebook makes you look more highly than you are, now all of a sudden I'm going to post on Facebook about how well I knew him. That gets you no brownie points. That gets you no brownie points. You know what I mean? And, like, that for the people who know him, the people who have really encountered him, the people who have really been touched by his life outside of, you know what I'm saying, him being a worship leader, you know what I'm saying, that does something to them. You know, like I told Corey, I met him as a worship leader, but I didn't meet the worship leader. I met the person who I later found out, oh, snap, he leads worship. You know what I mean? Now, I was impacted by the conversation that we had before he ever stood to the mic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when he stepped to the mic, I'm thinking, oh, snap, this is why we connect. Because he's a worship leader. He's very energetic. He's very passionate. And I don't care if you did not want to get with TC, there was no way in the world that he could step to the mic and not provoke the presence and you not feel something.
Right.
I don't care what anybody say. And they could say whatever it is they feel. They could say how they felt about him. They could say what they thought about him. They could say what they think they know. They could say
right.
what they think they saw. But one thing you cannot take is the ability for someone who's anointed
mm-hmm.
to step. You can't take that from the when Corey Mickey grabs the microphone, it does not matter what people say, what they think, what they heard, what they know. None of that matters. Once he's
Nothing.
At the microphone, the glory of God supersedes everything you could even, everything you thought, everything that you heard. I've been in plenty of services where people could not stand my guts, but as soon as the glory of God or the power of God finished using me, so, and I told Mickey a long time ago, some people are gonna have to come back and apologize to you.
Oh yeah,
and check this, it's not even because what they said was wrong, because some of what they said was true.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny how God will make people apologize to you even when what they said was true?
It was true. Exactly.
You know, and one thing that I'm learning this every day, and I use this as my slogan for life. You don't have to understand everything you respect.
Absolutely right.
You don't have to understand everything you respect. One thing that people will never could take away was the anointing. You don't have to understand why I'm gifted. You don't have to understand why I'm anointed. You could hate me outside of my anointing. But one thing that you cannot do is disrespect the anointing that God has placed. And I think a lot of people, that's why a lot of people are hurting or a lot of people are guilty, because they are guilty of disrespecting the anointing that TC had. They're disrespecting the anointing because they didn't understand his life. They're disrespecting the anointing because they didn't understand the process in which he took to gain that anointing. I said something on the radio the other day. Gifts are given, but anointing is earned. He lived a life that earned that anointing he got. He didn't just wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm gifted miraculously to take people into the presence of God. You can't ever leave somebody someplace that you're unfamiliar with.
No, man, because there is a what authenticates that is the process of life, the process, your spiritual walk. There is a walk, and it doesn't matter. See, what we tend to forget is that if we negate our process, we negate the deliverance of others. When we negate our process, my process was very, very hard. I know Corey's process was very, very hard, very hard.
Yeah.
But when you negate that process and
there's a whole lot of varies in there.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You better believe.
Yeah, no, go ahead. It's true though. It's very true. A lot of people don't understand.
When you negate that, it was very, very hard for those of us who have been in hellish situations to even, I can even say, to even walk out of the house, let alone step foot in church. See, with me, and I can't speak for anybody else, when I used to go through certain situations, I didn't want to come out the house. I'd just rather stay in the house. I'll play my little instruments. That I didn't even feel like making music. I just played. I would just sit down, play for like 10, 15 minutes, get up, get something to eat, and I'd just get back in the bed. And when you do that, number one, that's a sign of silent depression. That's one. Number two, when you do stuff like that, you negate the process of somebody else's deliverance. Yes, it's very hard. Going back to say that the anointing that we've seen on him, it came from his ability to remain faithful to his yes to God. The anointing just doesn't pop up. The anointing becomes evident through your yes. There is no yes. There is no deliverance of anointing.
Wow. That's so true. You know, it's crazy because I often say that to me. I was telling somebody yesterday, he's an amazing worship leader. But I think, no matter how old it is, I think if people really appreciated the piece of work called Blind Man, I'm telling you, Blind Man was before its time.
Yeah.
Like, it was just before its time. Like, I ended up listening to Blind Man on the way home yesterday, and I'm just like, wow. And just like listening to the lyrics over again, it's just like, wow.
You know, me and TC, we in the past few years, well, since he moved to Atlanta, we didn't talk often, because he was busy with, you know, his career. Although I do believe that this move was probably one of the best decisions that he ever made. But in talking to TC, I believe that he was probably the next biggest thing in gospel since Ty Tribbett. I say that respectfully.
Yes.
Because he had a way of connecting the generations. If you check out most of his videos, if you've ever seen him live, he may sing his music, but there's a segment of his music where he always reverts back to hymns.
Yep.
And I'm not going to go on with the, you know, all musicians should know hymns. You know, that's not the point I'm making. I'm saying this to say, he had a special anointing on him to bridge the gap in generations. My grandmother can listen to him. Now, she might say something wrong with that boy once he get done, but she could listen and relate to what he's singing.
Right.
Somebody laughing?
That was me. There's something wrong with that boy. But he had an anointing to flip a hymn.
Exactly.
I mean, like, Glenn or whoever's playing keys would literally take a pad and sit on the one or go between the one and the four, and he would just murder this hymn. Like, he would, like, just lay this hymn out.
Exactly.
And you're sitting there like, what, mind you, his voice is going through this pedal board.
Yeah, exactly.
And the second he turned on that reverb with that two-part harmony, it's over. Like, good night.
I believe he was the prince of gospel. The artist formerly known as Prince of Gospel.
Brian had made a statement earlier that was very, very true. He was saying that he believes that had given the opportunity, though we're not taking any shade, we're not taking anything from this artist, but Brian said that he believed that he would have hit just as hard as Travis Greene. Travis Greene is great.
No, harder. No.
Travis Greene is amazing.
Travis has an anointing on his life. Please,
yes, he does.
This.
Yeah, but.
But.
Right, exactly.
If there was, and please, no, I'm saying this respectfully. If there was a stage and Travis Greene got up and Thomas Clay got up before Travis Greene, people may stay because it's Travis Greene, but the anointing
would have never forgot.
It's unmatched. Because there's a rap, and you know what it is? You know what it is, and this is what most of us have lost. There is, I always say this word, there's an innocence in some people when it concerns the anointing that they can genuinely provoke the presence of God with no filters, with no additives, with no extra stuff. It's just a pure presence that comes from this being. Like, he didn't have to do anything extra but just be himself. Do you know how many people work a lifetime trying to replicate somebody else and mimic somebody's anointing? Do you know how many people mount stages now and they do what they do because they saw someone else do it and they have no idea who they are? Do you know how many people are in the grave right now who have no idea, who went to the grave not even knowing who they are, not even tapping into who God really called them to be? Thomas Clay mounted the stage, and he set fire to any church that anywhere who called him. He set fire to every stage, every pulpit, just being him.
Yep.
Just there being himself. He didn't have to be anybody else.
It was innocent. Like, there was an innocent anointing on him. Like, it was pure. Even though he had some, you know, the whatever, you know, it was, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. Yeah. So that's just him. But when it came to the presence of God, he knew he had something that a lot of us are trying to get.
He had something that everyone I know is trying to get.
We just, you know, everybody they trying to push to get it, and they got to rev up to get it, and we gotta pray a whole, man. Listen, we gotta pray before we pray before we sing, pray before we preach, and we got. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't do that, but there's a whole process to this stuff that some of us gotta do. He just stood flat footed and let go of everything that was in him, and he didn't care who was looking, he didn't care how you received him. He allowed God to use him in his own personal way. He wasn't a Travis Greene. He wasn't a Dion Kippen. He was not a Ty Tribbett. Even all of these people are people that I know he's looked up to and he's watched for years. He had his own anointing.
Yep, exactly right. And I think that's what people, like the people who knew him, that's what they appreciated. You knew you was going to get TC no matter what the situation was. You knew who
whether
you were going to get.
Whether you liked it or not.
You knew how he was going to come at you, whether you received it or not. Like you said, like, you never had to question, oh, which one are we going to get today? You know, which performance are we going to get today? You know, it was never a performance with him. It was, you could tell he conveyed his heart at any given time.
And you know, the thing that opened my eyes about Thomas, and I know you guys are very close, but I'm going to say this, and I'll be done. The thing that opened my eyes about Thomas and the church of today,
we were at a service. I'm not going to name the name of the church. It's the church I was playing for. Corey, please. And
I was definitely about to say.
I was the second service, and it was a complete circus. The entire service was a circus. Thomas comes in the back, and he's sitting back there with all of us in the back of the church because it's a guest church while the service is going on. But Thomas comes in the back, and he says, "Watch this. I'm about to show you how to praise him." He goes up to the front.
Oh, yes, yes,
he
yes.
He goes up to the front of the church.
My brother was at the
and church. He takes off shouting. Listen, he takes off shouting. He just came in. He just walked through the church doors. We said, "Our highs. What's up, man? How you feeling?" He said, "This is a circus." We all said, "We know." He said, "Let me show you. Let me show you how to praise God." He runs to the front, takes off shouting. In the middle of the, I'm talking about in the middle of the front of the church, where everybody runs down to the front of the church, and they start shouting. He took off and started shouting. Now, when he got done, this is the point I'm trying to make. When he got done, he came back and said, "See how easy that was?" And he went downstairs, and he left. Now, what I took from that was, he did. And it did. What I took from that was, do you see how easy it is to mimic a non-authentic presence?
Wow.
It took Thomas Clay to come in, and I have to say this because at first I was bothered. When he came back, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, why would you come and disrespect the church like that? I mean, most of the people thought that he was serious, but we knew that he was playing. I didn't think it was funny at first. But then I'm saying to myself, is this what church has become? Is this why TC is so turned off from church that he'd rather not perform in church? Because there's no authenticity. There's no authentic presence of God. Everything is a replica. It was so easy for him to come up in the front of the church and make a mockery of what the church was doing. But then it's so easy for him to get up and do whatever he does, and the presence of God falls so heavy. While he just came from a church and made a mockery, and they've been dancing for 3 hours straight, and there's no manifestation of nothing. Everybody still has cancer. Everybody still has diabetes. Everybody has AIDS. Everybody's still crazy.
Oh, no.
There's no miracles, no nothing.
Oh, no.
Well, we dancing and shouting for 3 hours.
You're going to get us shut down.
I'm sorry.
If you don't pay the bills,
right? We pay the bills here.
Please forgive me.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Jackson. Well, one last thing. I don't want to get you into I don't want to get you into any trouble, Jackson. So I don't want you to think this is an attempt to get you into any trouble. Just asking questions here. And because I know you are who you are, and you're not ashamed. You know, you're not ashamed to be who you are. And you're not ashamed
but
to be who you are, you know?
But believe it.
So, was this at Bishop Andrew Ford's birthday service at Ford Memorial a couple years ago that you're referring
to? Yes, it was, too.
Okay.
4031 Germantown Avenue.
I just want to show you something, sir. Let me tell y'all something. I was not there. I wasn't there. I believe my brother Kevin was at the service. I'm not sure. I think Kevin was. No, Kevin was there the next year because that's when Predestin had came. I think you were playing the organ, and Kevin came and put money in RC's pocket. Okay, so that was the next year.
Yeah.
I want to tell y'all something because I'm watching the video right now.
Mm-hmm.
The part that is sending me out of here was the fact that when he finishes dancing, he does this ta-da in front of Bishop Ford, and Bishop Ford's face is like, sit down.
Man! Hey.
No, but check this out. It's because, no, basically, this is what TC did. TC walked up in the church, walked up to the front,
danced and mimicked and said, this is all a mockery, now you do it. No one has ever been brave enough to do that. No one has ever been brave enough to step in anybody's church and say, this is a circus, this is a show, you guys are phonies, now go ahead, finish.
Wow.
Nobody's ever been able to say that. Yeah, but that sure was at the Fort Memorial Tabernacle Temple live in Philadelphia.
Hey,
wow.
Did you just say the Tabernacle Temple?
Yeah.
I cannot take you right here.
somebody just sent me a message and said he did the same thing at the GMWA in Atlanta.
He did. Because I was there. It was the same year.
Nah, he did.
It was the same year. And what's amazing is our stories are kind of, well, our uplines are kind of parallel because that's the same year he gave the song to Tamela Mann and she performed it at the Stellars. That was 2014.
What song is this?
Change.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, go. Tamela Mann Change. She performed it at the Stellars. It's on her album. And I think that's the same year because we were congratulating each other at GMWA in Atlanta because I had just got my placement and he had just got his placement, and it was good to see two guys from the same city, you know, watch each other's struggles, you know.
Straight guys.
Yeah. Finally make it, and then he does his ta-da
show.
Oh,
Brian, you heard me?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say great guys?
Straight guys.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. You better believe
Woo!
It.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Listen. I'm telling you.
I mean, all the way, just as straight as the cross on Calvary.
Come on! Come on here. Hey, listen. We are... Oh, my God. We are paying tribute to... and as much as it pains me to say this, the late, great Thomas T.C. Clay, who, as
Jesus
of yesterday, did go home to be with the Lord. And... we're definitely praying for his family. We're praying for his son. We're praying for Inez.
Yeah.
Praying for his manager, Stephanie. We're praying for New York. We're praying for Jersey, Delaware, just that. What's it called? Is that called the tri-state area? Is that the tri-state area that was called?
Yes.
We're praying for the tri-state area. We're praying for every musician affected. And so for those of you listening to the show, we played it earlier, but we're going to play it one more time, and then we're going to play it again before we leave. This is When Trumpets Blow by Thomas T.C. Clay.
Oh, God.
I want to be ready when it blows. I want to be ready when it blows.
when Trumpets Blow by Thomas T.C. Clay. And so, as much of a presence as that audio clip invokes, it is extremely painful to listen to.
Yeah, man, that's wow.
Oh, and we're praying for everybody affected by this loss. Shout out, and this is not me being petty, this is me being honest. Shout out to every musician who is actually going to these prayer services that are being held.
Right.
I know we're praying tonight in Richmond at Fountain. I know that's some family for Brian. We'll be with Bishop Taylor tonight at 7 o'clock. So if you're in the Richmond area, join me, join Youth Pastor Kenneth Taylor, Antoine Jackson. Am I going?
Yeah.
I'm actually leading prayer.
I'm in Richmond tonight.
Yeah. It's at Fountain at 7 o'clock, man.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to be there. Elder Jackson's going to be with me. It's going to be a powerful move of God. And so we don't know how many people are coming. I don't even care how many people are coming. They asked us to come. They're doing it for singers, musicians, anybody. And we're just coming together to really just invoke a move of God. We're coming together for healing. We're coming together just for just answers. And my prayer is not only that. My prayer is not only that people would show love from this loss, but my prayer is that somebody would find Christ.
Right.
Because TC lived a life of worship. No matter of his past mistakes, no matter of any of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, none of that, you know, people kill me bringing that stuff up, but the truth is that David was a murderer and a whore. But we're going to bless the Lord at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wrote Psalm, you know, not Psalms, Psalm. Oh. He wrote the book of Psalm. And so, you know, I'm just like, you know, people always want to bring up your past and where you've been. And I'm saying I'm glad, and, you know, people say this as a cliche, but it quickens my spirit that I'm glad that God is not like man. And so woe unto the people that threw this man away because he was not the quality that you wanted at that time. Woe unto the people that said everything they wanted to say even though he invoked the presence of God. Woe unto all of you. And I pray that we learn how to love each other according to how Christ loves us. And we love with a forgiving heart. And we love with an open heart. And so we're hurt, man. The musician world is hurting. And so this is a tough one. It's very it's random. I don't want to use that word, but I have to. It's random. And so we're praying for everybody affected. Elder Jackson, man, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, man.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Yeah, man. Thank you for joining us today, man. We're praying praying for you as well, man. Thank you for that great work you did in Delaware last night. And I can't wait to hear about the Philly date. I would definitely make my way. Y'all join us tomorrow. Here on Speak Free Radio Show at 3 o'clock. I don't even know what we're gonna talk about. Just join us tomorrow. It's going to be y'all continue to pray. Just continue to pray, y'all, for each family affected, and continue to pray for Ryan and myself. So we love you guys. This is Corey Mickey signing off.
And this is your boy, Brian Crenshaw. We out.
I want to be ready with you, Lord. I want to be ready with you, Lord.
this is Speak Free Radio.